This is the Real BS Show coming at you on April 17th, is that?
That's right.
Is that the right date?
I think so, yeah.
And it's sunshiny out, but it's still cold.
Yeah, a little windy.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. I got to get the weather report in there first off. Yeah.
A little bit of snow happened, too.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's been a long winter.
That dirty four-word, letter word.
And tomorrow will be better.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's what they always said. Always hope for tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, right.
Something could happen. Positive.
Just hope for that there is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the biggie.
That's true. You never know when you're going to go, never know when you're going to come, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've been here long enough. I think it's time for me to take an exit.
Nah, Bill. You got another 50 years on you.
I ain't got nothing to do anyways. No big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody will miss me.
Oh, I miss you, Bill.
Yeah, but
the deer will miss you, too, you know?
Nah.
Your kids.
They'll figure out something else to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's do something a little different, or try to do a little different. You know, a little more laid back or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to call this soft rock. I don't know. I don't want to put a label on it, but it's definitely a different vibe. It reminds me of the late '80s and the '90s, kind of that era. You hear some of this music on the radio, but you know. Sometimes we have to go back to times where things were a little different. Maybe, not saying they were better, just different, you know. We were living in different times.
Well, yesterday was different than today.
That's true.
Never changing. Never stops changing. Yeah. So, anyways, I got a class reunion coming up. They're planning. They're having a planning session.
Oh, really?
I think it's today.
Yeah.
To plan, it's supposed to be every 5 years. Now they said everybody's disappearing so fast, they want to do it every 2 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know. But nobody has any money, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't figure out where to have it.
Oh, you have to find, you could just have it in the woods, you know, just dress in a bunch of, like, Adam and Eve.
I'd say we all get together at McDonald's.
And there you go.
Shoot the breeze, have a burger, and take off.
I was going to say you could dress as Adam and Eve and just go in the woods and, you know, whatever.
No,
that's too much.
That's too rough.
No, yeah. Well, hey, you know.
I mean, to rent a building.
That's $300, $500, yeah.
Yeah, it's $500 for, like, the Riverside, $500, and then it's, I don't know, $30-$40 a head for dinner.
Yeah.
So, boy, that goes up fast.
Yeah.
And then you want to throw in a little entertainment, forget it.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's how it goes, yeah. It's not cheap, you know.
All us old-timers, we're all tightwads, so.
Yeah, well, that's how you kept your money. That's how you got your money, right?
Well,
you know?
Some of us don't have any money.
Yeah, yeah.
75 and no money.
Right.
Oh, well, we blew it. We didn't quite do it right. We didn't, of course, I mean, you got a lot of money, so what?
Right.
You know, you pile it up, and what are you going to do with it?
Stare at it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. Unless you got some kids, they can water it away on them quicker than anything.
You know, if you're worried about the stock market, you could always invest on the Somali pirates because they have their own market where they predict whether or not a takeover ship is successful or not. And so that's its own market. You could even invest in.
That's a gamble right there. I don't know.
I'm just joking. But that's real. That's a real thing.
Huh.
Yeah. I found that today. I was like, well, this is odd. They even have their own market for that.
Gamble on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know.
Speaking of gambling, baseball started up. So,
there you go.
That's a crazy situation, too. One night is 11 to 4, and then the next night is 9-2 the other guys.
Huh.
You know, it just switches back and forth. And they, you know, this is dumb. You know, what's their record? Well, they're 9-12, or they're, you know, 12-6, and you know, just everybody's. It's like they're all kind of even or something.
And yeah,
I don't know. It just
there's no hotshot team right now.
One night somebody will pitch real good. Next time he pitches, it's terrible. He gets knocked out of the park. Must be the humidity or something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe the time of month for the guy. Who knows?
So, Anyways, let's, you know, I had an old time, not an old time, but probably in the 90s, I would say, probably 90s, Fields of Gray.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the guy that did it. Hornsby?
Bruce Hornsby, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of my all-time favorites. I think all the words made sense. So it was, do we got that?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we start off with that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of kick it off.
Then I'll just let it roll from there.
Yeah.
And kind of stay in the same era or the same frequency or something.
Yeah, kind of that same vibe, yeah.
Jackson Brown or whatever.
Maybe some Willie Nelson, who knows?
Willie Nelson, oh boy. I mean, he's really old.
I guess, yeah.
I didn't know he was that old. He's still going.
Yeah.
Still going. Holy smokes. He's going to make a song called Gravedigger.
I think, is he the only one that's still alive from the original Highwaymen? You know, that group was a super group for a while. I think he's the only one left. I'll look into that and then we'll come back on that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay, let's play that song and see what happens.
So still, well, before I go to sleep, I come by, oh, just to look at you. In the dim light, I say, but in my own small way, I will try. Help you through. There'll be blue skies falling, there'll be sad scenes and bad dreams, in a world so uncertain, through the clouds it's hard to see. I will grab you and lift you as you hold. I can go when the world gets me down. Oh, and nothing goes quite right, it seems. As I look there, I know fortune smiles on me so. But who knows? No one knows about tomorrow. There'll be blue skies falling, there'll be good scenes and bad dreams. Oh, and a world so uncertain, through the clouds it's hard to see. I will grab you and lift you as you hold. Sometimes I look and you show me the way. No matter what else happens, what the future will be. Everybody know that she was born a while. Somebody said she's gone to her sister's. Everybody knew what they were talking about. Oh, I know who was looking on the old plantation. Showed her what they do down along Valley Road. She came back around like nothing really happened. Left her out standing on the old Valley Road. Walk on, walk on, walk on alone. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, on the Valley Road.
Think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the move?
just the way it is. Some things have never changed. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them?
We got a trifecta.
Yeah, a trifecta.
So what's another guy that kind of fits in that category? Jackson Browne. Huh?
Jackson Browne, man, he has a lot of hits.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah, sometimes I mistaken him for another artist, and then I'm like, who is this? And then I look it up, I'm like, oh my god, that was Jackson Browne. Every single time, it's like Jackson Browne.
Well, he's a Laurel Canyon kind of guy. Mm. He didn't quite fit in with them folks, but he was there quite a bit.
Really? What's that mean, Laurel? What's that mean?
It's out in California.
Okay.
Jim Morrison and the Mamas and the Papas. And there were just a whole bunch of them out there. Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
The Byrds and the Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Yeah.
They all came from that same canyon.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it was... it's all gone now. It's where they could, you know, musicians could go and live and it wouldn't cost that much, you know.
Right.
And they all kind of hung out together, but now it's all taken over by rich folks. And
yeah.
It's probably burned down once or twice, and I don't know. It's all different now.
Yeah, Jim Morrison was a different character, for sure.
Ooh, what a nut job.
Yeah.
Total nut job.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was definitely, you know... one of those ones I'd say that was really out there in a lot of different things. He had a lot of alcohol problems, I know that, but...
alcohol, any kind of drug you could think of, he'd eat it.
Yeah.
He was nuts.
Yeah.
He liked to run around naked, too.
Yeah.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah, he died in 71. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's lucky to make it to 27.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of a crazy thing to think about that... 27, you know, when you were younger, like 18, and you think 27, that's old. Then when you turn 27, you're like, that's not old. Yeah. 27's young, in my opinion. Really young.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know.
But, yeah, he was totally crazy. He's like I had a death wish or something. Hmm. He'd do anything and just tear it up.
Right.
All the time. But you got him early. Got him early. Who was it? I saw an interview with Grace Slick.
Mm.
Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship.
Yeah.
She's 85.
Really?
Yeah, she was telling some of the stories that she had about him. Some of the crazy stuff that they did.
Right.
And she quit doing drugs some time ago, but, you know, she did a lot of acid and all that kind of stuff. And
right.
That's where White Rabbit and some of those songs came from.
Jeez, those songs are definitely out there.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Jackson Browne. Yeah. Let's do some his solid stuff. You know, I mean, it's well, a lot of good kind of music and well put together.
Right.
So, let's see what we can do with that.
Sounds good.
Keep your feet on the ground. Make it pay, baby. It's all the time. looking for his freedom and a life of his own. But the freedom that he found wasn't quite as sweet when the truth was known. I prayed for America. By the dawn's early light, by all I know is right, we're gonna reap what we have sown. As if freedom was a question of might, as if loyalty was black and white. Red glare, a generation's blank stare. We'd better wake her up this time.
Okay, we're back. Sad to say. Oh, I don't know.
Why don't you stay a little longer, you know?
Well, that was a biggie that he did, and a lot of people did it. I mean, right. A lot of people threw it in their songs,
right.
Rolling Stones and, you know, all kinds of different people did that. But it was actually written in the 50s, I think.
Right. That's an older one, you know.
But that was a biggie for him, yeah.
Yeah, I think other people covered it as well. Because I remember hearing different people sing that song.
Well, they always got a chick singer to do that real high part.
Maurice Williams, that's who it is, yeah. The doo-wop song from the 1960s, written by Maurice Williams. The Zodiacs, that's who. Oh. So the Hollies, the Four Seasons, Jackson Browne, they all did that version, I guess.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
Cyndi Lauper, you know. Jeez, okay, the list keeps on going. Dave Clark. Jeez. I didn't know that many people did that song.
Yeah, it was a big, went around to everybody. Okay, well, let's try it. Let's listen to a little stay by Jackson Browne. People stay.
Sweet love is gonna save me.
by, I'm climbing in to take it easy. Just a little hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna say.
There we go, the real BS show.
That Take It Easy, that was a kind of a surprise for me that Jackson Browne wrote it with one person from the Eagles.
Right.
But the Eagles really took off with it and ran with it and
right.
made a lot of money off it.
Right.
So what else you got here on the Skidoolie?
I knew you liked the Spencer Davis Group. You know, you kind of like them, right?
Well, they were, back in the 60s, they were pretty crazy. And the big shot there was Steve Winwood. He was the main vocalist, the keyboardist.
I didn't know that he was the lead singer of that group. I thought it would be someone like Spencer Davis. No, but it must have been a guitarist.
I don't know where Spencer Davis came from.
Interesting thing.
Probably the bass player.
You never know. It could be, you know. It's kind of an interesting thing that, you know, because usually the name is after somebody else. And, you got Spencer Davis was the guitarist, and the brother Steve Winwood, he was the vocalist, keyboard, and guitar, and Muff Winwood was the bass guitar player. So Muff, you know, was the bassist. But, they have a lot of cool songs. I'm a Man. He has to tell them that he's a man, you know.
Well, nowadays that'll go over big.
Yeah. Especially in sports. Anywho, here's some Higher Love by.
All right, Steve you got English. You got the turntable. You spin them.
Stars above, without it, life is worth.
We recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're live.
All right.
From beautiful downtown.
Started to doze off over here. Us old people, you got to keep us active, you know.
Yeah.
This next thing, I think my son sent it to me. He said, "Dad, put it on your show. Put it on your show." So this was some time ago, but so here we are. Now we're going to put it on the show.
Yeah.
And it's the oldest surviving member of the Outlaws.
Yeah. What's it called again? Oh, crud. I just had it in my head. Highwaymen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. When I said, I was joking about that earlier. I didn't realize
they all died.
Except for Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie's still going. He's in his 90s and he's still.
What, Waylon Jennings passed away 2002, I think.
Well, he did enough drugs.
Yeah, Well, and then you have Chris Christopherson. He died. Then Johnny Cash died. And so Willie Nelson's the only one that's alive. I was like, wait a second. I was joking that it was real. I was like, oh, shoot.
He doesn't look like he's alive, but he is. Yeah. He's still going.
He must be doing something.
Yeah, he's doing something right. Yeah. So yeah, okay. Let's give this one a shot and see how this one's for. This was Chris tossed me this one, and so we're gonna do it.
Yeah, and you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Yeah, the way he did it, because it's a rerun. It's other people did it, but
yeah, it's originally a Dave Matthews song. Yeah,
they did the original.
Dave Matthews Band wrote it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's originally. I think your daughter she likes Dave Matthews. So
yeah,
and so this is one of those bands that's like, you know, I grew up listening to Dave Matthews too, and.
I didn't. I didn't.
No, yeah. That's more of a 90s band.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
I didn't get excited about them.
Yeah. But William did a good job on this, I think, so.
All right, well, let's do it.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? So that I can feel the rain, grave digger. Ring around the roses, pocket full of hoses. Digger, when you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Little Mikey Carson, 67 to 75, he rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. When he grows up, he wants to be Mr. Vertigo on the flying trapeze. Oh, 1940 to 1992. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger, when you dig my grave, make it shallow so I can feel the rain. Grave rain. Grave digger. Grave digger.
This is the Real BS Show. At the April 17th, this is the last day of winter, I think.
Yeah.
Supposed to be. It was 25 this morning.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well, it's going to be in the 50s today, but tomorrow should get right up, way up into the 60s.
Ooh, heat wave.
Yeah,
time
get your shorts out. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's call it a day. We'll say goodbye and
we'll sting him.
Tell everybody to be healthy. Okay,
yeah.
Stay healthy and be happy and be kind.
That's true. Very true.
You got to be kind.
You know, we're going from fields of gray to fields of gold.
Yeah, what's the last song? Fields of gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
kind of a weird thing, huh?
And people kill each other over that.
Yeah, there you go.
Gold. Wow.
Yeah.
I the only way I know gold is it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's very heavy because when I was up in the mountains there in California, I'd pan for gold constantly.
Yeah.
It always went to the bottom of the bowl, the thing I used. And in the troughs where I'd throw the dirt in there and the water would wash it out and the gold would stick to the bottom.
Because it weighs heavier, right?
Yeah, it is. Even the small little pieces are just right smack to the bottom.
Hmm.
And then you'd pan out the whatever's in the trough, and as you swirled it around, the gold would stay in one spot, and everything else would, sand and iron and stuff, would float away. So it was like fishing. It was just interesting.
Hmm.
Just so much fun. It was,
right.
And I don't know. I had some pickers in the whole nine yards, but I sold it for like $280 an ounce.
Oh wow!
You know, and I only had a couple ounces.
Right.
Well, now it's $3,300 an ounce.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jeez.
And I should have. And that was only 23 years ago.
That's
gone
crazy.
That much. It's
right,
gone
right.
up.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any better. I just...
You were doing it for fun,
just
right
getting
now.
Some gas money for the camper so I could go back up in the hills and...
Right.
Pan for more. So anyways, everybody, be healthy, be happy, stay safe, be kind.
Yeah.
And I don't know, stay awake as much as you can, anyways.
Right.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Okay?
See ya.
Lightly, and there have been some that I've broken.
children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields.